Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the 880 Weekly Rewind. Well, three Obama White House veterans, all women, are starting an unfiltered conversation about politics, pop culture, and the role of women in what's going on currently in the country. It's all happening in their new podcast called Pod is a Woman. I spoke with one of the co-hosts, Alejandra Campoverde. She's a women's health advocate and served as White House Deputy Director of Hispanic Media in the Obama administration. I asked her what can listeners expect from her and her two co-hosts, Joanna Masca, who was White House Director of Press Advance, and Darian Page, who was the Obama White House's Director of Veterans Outreach.
That's the interesting thing is because the three of us have really different perspectives. We grew up in different parts of the country. I'm Latina. I grew up in L.A. I was raised by an immigrant single mother and really was the kind of the first generation to kind of plow through the higher education experience and eventually had the honor of working for President Obama. But all of our experiences are very different.
The title is so creative. Pod is a Woman, and to focus on issues and subjects that might be important to women and how they might have a real conversation about them. Why did you want to create that podcast now?
Honestly, it's a really pivotal time for our country and creating that space where, you know, people are really locked into very polarized positions. But if we're going to get anywhere and get the job done, and all of us have been in the White House and seen that women were there firsthand getting the job done, and this moment isn't going to be any different, right? So this, we just couldn't sit there on the sidelines and not join into the conversation. And it's funny because, you know, none of us, like I said, none of us were really pursuing media careers. I'm the CCO of a nonprofit on anti-poverty in California. Joanna works as a CEO of a consulting firm, and Darian works for Lyft. But like a lot of Americans, we're sitting here saying, you know, we just can't sit on the sidelines. And also, what a historic time with the recent, you know, VP nomination of Kamala Harris. And so women's voices are so, so important right now, and we want to continue to center them.
And this is your way of creating that space for that?
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, I don't know about you, and you have this platform and your voice being out there is so pivotal for women and Latinas too, but it really feels like diverse perspectives still, even though it's getting better, aren't really given the kind of air that they need, the platforms that they need. And every opportunity we have to bring diverse perspectives to these conversations from people that actually have experienced the issues. You know, we were on welfare at times when I was growing up. I was a scholarship kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I've experienced a lot of these issues firsthand. And even I ran for Congress in 2017 for that reason, whether it's political figures, people in media, and people who are setting the table to have these conversations, we need to make sure that, again, it's as representative as possible, because that's where you can get into the nuance of the issues instead of talking points. And one thing that listeners can expect from our podcast is it's not talking points. None of us are beholden to anything. We keep it super real. Like I said, I'm Latina from LA. We can't do anything but keep it real. And that's what people can expect from us.
Your first guest on the podcast was Dr. Jill Biden. What were people going to hear that you wouldn't have heard in another interview or podcast from Dr. Biden?
Oh, no, it's funny because Dr. Biden, we even said this in the interview, was our first choice. You know, we didn't even go to her husband. We wanted her for that reason. You know, we wanted to hear her perspective of this whole experience, especially because of the way that we see so much sexism in politics. And it was funny because one of the things that I asked her was about this recent opinion piece in the LA Times that compared the VP selection process to The Bachelor. Compared to, it was called something like The Bachelor Campaign Trail.
Right.
And it even and referred to giving
the rose,
a
right.
rose.
They yeah. actually yeah. made a comparison to which of these VP picks would get the rose.
And it was so funny because everyone assumes it was written by a man. It was written by a woman, which adds another like layer to this whole conversation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we wanted to have a conversation with her that was different, that actually asked her about the sexism on the trail, asked her about the differences in the trail that she experienced going through in 08 with her husband to be the VP nominee. And then now watching a woman go through this, watching the shortlist be all women, how was that different? So I think that, you know, like I said, the questions that you think of to ask people a lot of times are driven by the perspective that you have and where you come from and what you've experienced. I've certainly experienced sexism on the campaign trail 100%. And I wrote about that afterwards because it was so appalling having people offer you political donations in exchange for dates. You know, that's the kind of thing that women have to face on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. And so let's just have an honest conversation from folks that have been there themselves.
You actually got Jill Biden's first reaction to that article that compared the VP selection process to The Bachelor and someone getting a rose. What did she have to say?
Yes, we did. And she actually said, quote, "Joe's not giving a woman a rose. This is a major job. This woman is going to be a governing partner." And major emphasis on the governing word, because it's just appalling. And she shared our sentiment of that was the first time she had actually heard of that article. So we got her very honest reaction on the podcast.
What do you think women will relate to in your podcast? And what do you think everyone will relate to?
Well, you know, the three of us are very different. And even though we're all Democrats, you know, we kind of vary on, you know, as we know in the Democratic Party, there are more progressive folks, there are more moderate folks, and so on. And so we kind of run the gamut. And a lot of times debate issues within our position is all being Democrats. So I think there's a little bit of everything for everyone in that sense. We also are very different culturally, grew up in very different places and within the state, but we all share one thing in common, which is we all want to move this country forward, get the conversation back to being one that's a civility conversation. We want to do our best to blow up gender and cultural stereotypes and have those difficult conversations. And so I think that listeners can look forward to really seeing the multidimensionality of women really represented in a way that it hasn't been before in the podcast format. And yes, we're all Obama White House veterans, and we have so many great stories because we were all there, you know. I was there for 4 years. Darren, I think, was there for about 6, and Johanna was there for 8. We all worked in the 08 campaign, and we just have a lot of anecdotes to share around, you know, what this looks like on the inside.
That's Alejandro Campoverde. She is one of the co-hosts of the new podcast, Pod is a Woman. Extra points for thinking up that name. And Alejandro, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.